judge's decision on sentencing. Flynn, who lasted only 24 days in his White House role, pled guilty to lying to the FBI about his Trump campaign contacts with Russia. The special counsel, Robert Mueller, who is investigating possible campaign collusion with Moscow, has recommended that Flynn be spared a prison sentence because of what his office called his substantial assistance in his probe. Addressing the judge a short while ago, Flynn admitted he knew he was lying to the FBI, and with that, the judge formally accepted his guilty plea. The Attorney General of New York has announced that the Trump Foundation, which the U.S. president claims is a charity, has agreed to dissolve in the face of a civil lawsuit. That legal action calls for millions of dollars in restitution and penalties, and also bars Mr. Trump and his three oldest children from serving on the boards of other New York charities. The Attorney General in New York, Barbara Underwood, said her office had found what she called a shocking pattern of illegality with the Trump Foundation. With the February conference on sexual abuse in the offing, the Vatican has put out a letter with a stern warning about the standing of the Catholic Church in the world. Here is AP's Nicole Winfield.
The Vatican for several months has been planning a major summit on the prevention of sexual abuse and the protection of minors. That's happening in February, and today the Vatican released a letter that has been sent to the presidents of all bishops' conferences around the world, warning them that unless they come up with concrete results, that the credibility of the church is in jeopardy.
That was Nicole Winfield. The European Union has voted to cut carbon emissions from cars by nearly 40% by 2030. Germany warned the aggressive target could hurt the car industry and cost jobs. This is VOA News. With a partial U.S. government shutdown threatened for the end of the week, there is little sign of the compromise it will take to avoid it. President Trump insists he needs Congress to approve the $5 billion he is demanding toward the construction of a wall along the border with Mexico. With Democrats in Congress firmly opposed, Mr. Trump lacks the votes to get the spending approved, and so the chances for a shutdown grow larger. Russia has reportedly deployed more than 10 warplanes to Crimea after Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov claimed that Ukraine planned a provocation before year's end. The special U.S. envoy on Ukraine, Kurt Volker, has dismissed Moscow's warning as a way of diverting attention from its own aggression.
Russia, as we know, it is claimed to control now the entire Kerch Strait. It is controlling access in and out. It is restricting the freedom of movement of vessels beyond what's necessary just for the safe passage. And it has then attacked these Ukrainian Navy ships. So I think that's what Russia is up to. And so as a deflection, they refer to, Ukraine is planning attacks or Ukraine is provoking.
Tensions between the Ukraine and Moscow heightened last month after Russia seized three Ukrainian vessels in the Sea of Azov and captured 24 crewmen. The cybersecurity agency in the Czech Republic has warned network operators against using software or hardware made by Chinese telecom giants Huawei and ZTE, saying both pose a security threat. The Czech agency charges that Chinese companies are required by law to cooperate with intelligence services. A Huawei spokesman denied the company presents any threat. Japan has released its five-year plan to boost defense spending to counter potential threats from China and North Korea. Estimated cost, $242 billion. Under guidelines approved Tuesday by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's cabinet, Japan's self-defense forces will purchase, among other things, more than three dozen U.S.-built stealth fighter jets and two U.S.-made land-based Aegis missile defense systems. Units specializing in cyberspace and electronic warfare threats are also in the plan. A senior White House official has denied reports that President Trump gave his Turkish counterpart any assurances he would allow the extradition of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. The Turks claim Gulen was part of a failed 2016 coup in Turkey. The country's foreign minister said Mr. Trump had assured President Erdogan that he was working on sending Gulen and others back to Turkey. The U.S. and Taliban representatives have met in the United Arab Emirates with no immediate word of progress. The aim is to find a way to end the 17-year war in Pakistan. Officials from Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Pakistan also took part. For news anytime, you can log on to voanews.com or use the mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of America. VOA 1.